The only podcast with more hops than the Easter Bunny. This is The Perfect Pour.
That's right. What kind of style does the Easter Bunny drink? What kind of style beer does the Easter Bunny drink, guys?
Wit beer. Wit.
Why? Because
with lots of coriander.
Why? Because it but because it tastes like a farm. Is that why?
Kind of. Yeah. I actually don't know if that. I don't. If that just popped in my head that I think a bunny rabbit would drink.
So everyone should
going for the word association game.
Everyone should leave a wit beer out for the Easter Bunny. Sunday morning, Saturday night, leave a wit beer out. And what do you, a carrot? I mean, that's a little too on the nose. I mean, what?
Yeah, a wit beer and a carrot? Some kale and some wit beer.
It's definitely
the bunny rabbit wants.
Well, in California, got some kale.
Next guy's house that goes to is not going to be pleasant.
I just have a feeling that if that's left down at Mikey's house, that the kids are getting whatever the equivalent of coal is for Easter. You left me fucking not wheat even, beer and I kale.
I wouldn't have to worry about Louie eating the kale. Even Louie won't eat literally everything, but kale, I don't think he'll even touch that.
No dice.
Nah, bro.
I brought home some, one of my bowling partner folks ordered some boneless wing deals, and I got some boneless wing deals, and there was like garlic parmesan ones left, and I brought them home to the dogs, and Ivan like took it to his bed and like inspected it all over like it was poison.
Oh.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's chicken with cheese on it. Weirdo.
I think we need something.
It's bowling alley parmesan.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy most of the time.
Most of the time, Rad Stacy. Sometimes mid, super mid Stacy. Once in a some days.
Always Rad. Sometimes Stacy.
You're just the rad part continuous, always rad. Sometimes I don't want to be Stacy though. Sometimes I don't like being Stacy, but I always so like being rad.
Anastasia.
We're gonna be hanging out with you talking about beers, and then and that's good. That's good enough. That's all you need to know. Listeners are gonna call us too, so don't worry if you're like sick of us already. Don't worry, other people will be on the show. Before the show, I was tailgating with, we were all tailgating, in fact, not just me, we all were. And I opened up a Cretaceous D. It's like Tenacious D, but Cretaceous, so it's dinosaurs acting like they're Tenacious D. Man. And it's a collab with Toppling Goliath and Dimensional Brewing Company collab. And Bay Cyclone sent this one out. And this one's from Dubuque, Iowa. And it's pretty good.
Dubuque.
It's a double hazy. It's got Citra. It's got Citra Lupinox, Lupamax, and Citra Spectrum. All the Citra. So how could it not be good? It's just all different Citra variants. How many variants of a hop can you have that still call it a Citra? Citra hop. So, but I mean, citronella. I'm fine with that. It's citronella. Citronella IPA. Maybe a citronella IPA might be right if it keeps the mosquitoes away. I'm all right with it. I'll drink
crack
it.
Crack it open and let it effervesce.
No, like my skin.
You
like
put some on and some in.
I'll be absorbing it and through my skin, and then the mosquitoes won't want to come near me because I smell like citronella. But really, I smell like beer. But there's the mosquitoes are too stupid. They don't know it's just beer. Look, they fucking get scared of shit. Oh, well, you
drink. Now Nick is frozen again. Oh, no. He has a dumb look on his face this time.
Man.
Perfect.
No, Nick can't ever have a dumb look on his face. I don't think that's possible.
Skype hates me.
Have you ever seen... Wow. Nick, what do you have?
So the thoughts in my head match my face is what you're saying.
If you want to go to sleep, because that's what you look like. Mm. If you want to go always to sleepy go time.
Sleepy time. Oh, crap. What did I do with my can? Oh, well, I had an XPA from Firestone Walker.
The golden can.
It's so gold.
I love gold.
And now I'm drinking a collab from Society in Alvarado.
It's a really pretty can. I was wondering what you were drinking.
Just the two of us.
You and I. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Stacey's cat is playing with a cork or something. That's so you hear all the rattling.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
whoa, something happened there.
She'll knock it off eventually.
Yeah, well, yeah, let her get her memes out there, or not memes, whatever. Let her run her
zoomies.
Her zoomies, sorry.
Oh, you want her to there's go memes.
Yeah.
Hidden skill.
Oh, there's a skeleton on that can. That's cool.
Oh, now Nick's. Oh, geez. All kinds of problems. God dang it. This is why the listeners say, get back in the studio. I want all of you guys in the studio. I know. All right. I'm sorry. Okay.
So we could all three of us be frozen at the same time.
Yeah. Like frozen in real life. I think we could manage to make that happen. What are you having, Rat Stacey? Since Nick has left us at the moment.
I am having California Plisner. No.
Pilsner.
Pilsner from Flatland Brewing Company. And I do believe somebody sent this, but there's no sticker on it, so I don't remember.
It's probably Wazoo.
I was at the market recently.
That's Wazoo.
I could have picked it up myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Was it Wazoo? Okay.
Well, yeah. Right. If it's Flatland, it's probably Wazoo. I mean, yeah. You might have. I mean, you might have also bought it yourself. I don't know, but I'm just saying. No, that was Wazoo.
Well, I went to the market to put together. It was okay. Cool. I went to the market to pick up a bunch of really cool stuff for Radar.
A little exchange there, huh? Back and forth there.
Cheese curds and beer.
Oh, yeah.
That was very fun. Yeah. And so I sent him some stuff and hot sauce. I didn't send him any cheese. I didn't feel like California cheese was going to live up to, like, the situation he lives in.
Did you send him some tacos? Did you put some saran wrap around some tacos and send it to him? No. So here.
Oh, that'd be nasty.
Just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Send in this priority mail. It'll be there in 4 days.
I want 4-day-old tacos from the box. Oh, that'd be delicious. Nick has joined us. Yeah, what are you drinking?
I decided to just keep it simple.
Okay.
Hi.
What are you drinking? No, we already know what you're drinking. We got it. We're good.
That's enough. Oh, yeah. Society Alvarado collab.
Yeah.
But welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We had a lot of fun while you're gone, Nick, but that's all right.
I would expect nothing less.
We really air a bunch of dirty laundry.
Who do I owe money to now?
Everyone. Who wants to start us off with some culture? Nick, we have you now, so let's take advantage of that. And what do you have?
But quickly before I disappear, of course, all my apps are closed now because it crashed on me. If memory serves me, there is the NA game continues this year. Now with the first music beer collab from 311 and NA Hazy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to do sound effects?
Is that your dog, Red Stacy?
Well, really, that wasn't for the liquid. That was for 311.
I don't know if that was Taco Bell or just for NA.
311.
Yeah, I don't know. What maybe the guys in 311 are clean now and they need an NA.
They might. I don't know. I guess they've done a couple collabs before, and this is their first NA collab. So maybe 311's a straight edge band now.
Yeah. They're like, let's tap into the folks who technically aren't supposed to be drinking yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. NA.
Maybe
let's get the 18.
Is there a bunch of young kids? Let's
get the 19-year-old
311 albums
audience.
Maybe. I mean, my kid just bought a vinyl over at Rasputin today.
Yes.
Which is super cool.
Tell her congratulations on her purchase.
I will.
Wait, the Rasputin's there. It's in the. Did they move over to the old Copeland's? That Rasputin. Or you mean, or was she not in Fresno?
It was here in Fresno. Yeah.
It's in that.
Or no, wait.
Copeland's?
Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't Rasputin. I don't know. They went somewhere to some record store. I don't know.
It's called Mad Monk now.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Same company.
Oh, okay.
Right.
They're just money laundering, so they change it.
they needed to change it out for purposes.
So is this the one that you're talking about? Is the 311 stealing Hoppy Hours? Is that the one?
That's the one.
Gotcha.
And it's got like a crap ton of hops in.
Venice Beach? You can't even get through Venice Beach sober. Like, that place sucks if you're sober. You
can't even walk through it sober.
I was like, I need
to get drunk just walking down the...
I need something. Yeah. No way.
Yeah, don't try to be straight edge in Venice Beach, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh man, you need to like be doing.
You're like stuff. School on Sunday, no class. I had to throw that Fat Albert joke in there. I don't know why.
Wow.
You're like school on Sunday, no class.
Felt like I was on
remember that
the morning show all of a sudden.
I mean, a lot of people listen to us in the morning.
So. Oh, that's true.
Hey,
bright and early, 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. West Coast time is when the show gets released on Fridays, because that's right when we start the show at 4 a.m. Fridays on the West Coast.
So we got a low of 46, yeah. A high of 60 today.
Next week, I will be 4.5 hours ahead of you guys.
Oh, man.
Which is weird. I'm like, why is it 4.5?
Yeah, that's the normal school shop
no
there.
Half-time
no, they have mm-hmm. they have a yeah, there is up in Northeast Canada or Eastern Canada. Yeah.
Oh, so is that how Alan Jackson says it's 12:30 here, but 5 o'clock somewhere?
And 5 o'clock somewhere.
Maybe. Was he in Newfoundland?
Yeah, he's in Newfoundland. Hi, it's me, Alan Jackson, here in Newfoundland. Where they drink all day, because it's 5 o'clock all day here.
That's they have one time zone.
Yep, one time. There, it's always 5 o'clock there. It's like, what time
that
is
box
it?
That has five. All fives around the dial. That's where it comes from.
5:55
Well, I'm not
5:55
about it, but I'm a little bit frightened that there's going to be absolutely nothing to do except drink. While we're there, because it's during the
there's woods.
It's gonna be
you can go in the woods
and waiting for an eclipse.
Go enjoy the woods.
Woods.
Yeah, go see a moose.
I don't know if there are any woods?
Go pet a moose there. They love it. They go up and pet
a moose in Newfoundland.
Oh yeah,
I'm okay with a moose, but I don't want to run into a bunch of meese.
Oh yeah,
isn't that
plural mooses? For moose?
Oh, yeah, they'll come around. They'll freak you out pretty good there.
The meese.
The meats will come around. They'll freak you out pretty good, though. You're like, what's going on here, guys? And they're like, I don't know. What are you doing up there? And I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted to see the eclipse, you know, there. And they're like, what's an eclipse? We're just meats. And it's like, well, you know what? They're the moon and the sun, they're getting together, and they get together and they make a thing. And it makes it all dark and not supposed to be dark. And then the meats are like, well, I think we're going to kill you now. And you're like, okay, there. And insane.
Oh, I guess there are moose in Labrador and Newfoundland. Okay. Well, I thought I was.
There you go, man. You're going to die.
Are the meese the tour guides that I got from that?
Great. Weighing up to 1,200 pounds. Great. That's what
up to 1,200 pounds. No, I'll bet there's.
Let's borrow a Volkswagen. You'd be safe.
I'll bet there's a few moose at the over the 1,200 pound mark. They're like, yeah, and they get pretty ostracized. They're like, dude, you're not even supposed to be over 1,200 pounds. Like, what am I supposed to do? I love eating humans, especially Californians.
It's all the hazies, all them Californians drink.
Those are damn hazies. I'm so bloated.
So, well, Dildo Brewing Company makes a hazy, and it says it's like a California style hazy or what? Something. And I was like, wait a second, hazy. What? What? I don't know.
So they're.
I'm excited California, to go there though.
But hazy's from the East Coast.
California hazy's from the East Coast.
So I just went to huntingnewfoundlandandlabrador.com because that's apparently where you go when you click on moose in Newfoundland.
Wow.
And the title of this article is. The last time you mounted something 50 inches on the wall, it needed a remote.
Oh, no. Wow. Don't I know it?
Wow. Stupid. Anyway, if you sign up with these guys, hey, you'll have an 85%
Nova Scotia humor there.
Some meats.
Oh, you can do muzzle loader hunting there. It's permitted. That's nice. That's
fine. So
yeah,
take all your black powder.
Oh, man. I'm not going after a 1,200 pound moose with a fucking muzzle loader.
Hold on there. Hold on there, moose. Hold on there. I gotta pack it in here. Hold on. You give me a second.
Just
there.
Slow down there, guys.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
All I'm hearing is it's a summer of moose burgers. That's all I'm hearing.
No. We're not doing any of that. Not
think about how many moose burgers you could have.
Wait, what was...
I am very excited.
What was your original premise, Nick? I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you have any actual culture?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Nick's
home. I want to know... I've had bison. I want to know what moose tastes like.
I've had moose. No. It's actually quite similar to bison.
No. Why? Let's just.
Okay, were you trying to play culture?
Stop! Stop eating game.
Why? Oh, okay. Meese. If moose eats us, we eat moose.
Ground meese burgers.
In Russia,
must get moose. In, okay, so you got to dress like Boris and Natasha.
Rocky. Hey, Rocky!
We must get moose and squirrel.
I've got a freezer full of elk, and it goes good with any beer you got.
Hey, Rocky!
She's not happy to hear that. Did you know?
Hey, Rocky! Oh, yeah. Watch me down this IPA right in front of this moose.
I'm a Moose Lodge member.
Not
an
elk.
Nope.
There's a lot of random shit going on. Look what Nova Scotia's done with this show. Look what it's done to this show.
The Loyal Order of the Moose. You know who jumped me in?
The 20s. Ground,
man. He jumped me in at the Pismo one. I joined at the Pismo launch.
Ah, see, it's a cult. Yeah. You're in a cult.
Your headquarters.
Exclusive.
Oh, exclusive. Wait, well, hold on.
Exclusive.
Maybe I want to be in.
I can take one guest with me if you guys ever want to go.
What goes on in there? Huh? What kind of stuff goes on in there?
If you cuss, you have to pay money. And then they donate that money to like their youth charities.
Quote unquote.
32 ounce G&Ts for $4. That happens there. And I almost died. And let's see what else happens. Big
gin and tonic crowd there.
Karaoke, line dancing, to karaoke. Nah. It's all very fun. It's a really good time.
Wow. Is there any meetings you have to go to maintain your
membership? Is there any video game?
What? You can't just be lifetime member.
Any video game tournaments?
Yeah. There's some video games, but mostly scratchers and like hotspot.
Do they have Keno? Also, you got live. You got that live Keno?
You
got
can't a Keno? Call it Keno. It's not Keno.
The hotspot. Fuck it isn't.
I call it Keno. It's been Keno since 1975.
It's been Keno since my grandpappy taught me how to Keno. And I call it Keno.
Yeah, I don't think I could go to the Moose Lodge here if you guys ever want to go here in Fresno. Moose Lodge 445. I've gone a couple times. But no, you don't have to go to any meetings. I think maybe if you're a dude, you do, but the chicks don't have to go to any meetings.
Chicks, man.
Yeah, man. Chicks, man.
We don't have to pay as much either. It's so discriminatory.
I know. I want to pay more.
Dudes must pay.
Yeah.
Let's get your lady to join. You can always go with her on her membership.
Sweet.
What do we, Nick, what else do you have?
What's the beer of choice?
move it along.
Move it along. Well, did you know we can now have locally sourced hop water?
I did not know this.
I know, more NA talk. Just what Rad
Station NA talk. NA talk. So
hazards.
What
hazards,
is this, the perfect water. NA pour?
It's the NA. Yeah, just until Sunday. Then you can start drinking again.
Oh, okay.
It's like no meat Friday, no alcohol.
We got to get ready for Sobertober.
No, so Hazard Hop Water followed me on Instagram, and they're made in right here in Seatown, California.
How do they get the hops in it? How many bunnies?
I had to die further up.
Units. International bunny units. You thought it was burrito units, but it's bunny units.
Nope. I got the hiccups, guys. I got to drink some beer. I got the hiccups.
I forgot about the burrito units.
So good. What is it called again? The Sea Town?
Hazards Hop Water.
Hazards?
Hazards. It's spelled normally despite my
we're ending the show.
Oh, good. Cheers to everybody. Have a happy Easter.
So why are they doing this? Like, did they miss the hop water boat? So I think they missed the hop water boat, to be honest. I need to answer.
Good luck to them.
Hop waters were never on. You can't even be over a thing that never started.
Yeah, they're so 2023, man.
Tell me one hop water that's like, this has been so successful. Oh, nobody.
Ryan Life follows them, so they must be somebody.
That's because he's probably just trying to be friendly to be
friendly.
To make sure they don't steal his shelf space.
Chew your beer follows them.
Oh my God.
I just opened up
said hazard weird. So is it hazard? Hazard.
I just opened a beer from Mardo Brewing Company out of Sioux City, Iowa. Sioux City. From Bay Cyclone donated beer. It is called Hop Wired. And it is a hazy double IPA with Citra, Moteca, Nelson Sauvin, and Rakaua. All the cool hops, all the kids like. It's pretty good.
How do you spell the hazard?
I sent it to you because I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay. Is it on Insta?
Insta.
Okay.
Well, good luck to them as because it's a huge market and everybody's buying.
And if you're listening, don't hate me for like being a hater, but honestly, we're giving away free hop water. See, they can't even sell it.
I'm trying to get you hooked, man. I'm trying to get you in.
Trying to get me hooked. Well, first case is on us. The rest of the cases are on you.
They get you hooked.
Who are these guys?
Then you got a dealer.
What else? Like what else? Town
for sure.
Let's see. I swear I just saw. Oh, special. Oh, okay. 311 was playing a show with the special guest sitting on Stacy.
What?
Sorry, I had to make sure I read that correctly.
Hold on. How's that spelled? I bet it's just a Y.
No E. Yeah, just Y.
Maybe it should have ended with on Stacy's mom.
Stacy without an E, bitches. Totally are into that.
Yeah. The non-E Stacey's are more woohoo girls.
Sitting on Stacey's
mom. Woohoo! Sitting on Stacey's mom.
Wow. That's aggressive.
As I scroll through this hop water business, I see that there's a lot of golf culture, and that tracks.
That's where you want the hop water.
Yeah, they're drinking hop water all the way until the 19th hole, where they're doing hookers and blow and
You gotta be ready. You gotta stay fresh, stay focused for all that action afterwards.
Till the 19th hole.
Yeah.
19th hole.
You want to be passed
elevate
out.
Elevate your game with Hazard's hop water, the you ultimate tea time refreshment.
Yeah.
Tea time refreshments. You don't
want to be all hopped up on Alk beers after
bullshit, man.
Yeah, that's a bunch of freaking golf bros. I can't.
Cinderella story about to become Masters champion. What did someone step on a duck?
A hat.
I want a cheeseburger. No, I want a hamburger. No, I want. You get nothing. You like it.
Damn.
Hey.
Just we sent Mikey down the Caddyshack.
Yeah. Let's get out. I'll be in the Caddyshack, misquoting Caddyshack all day long.
This is all just.
While we're young,
are not happy about this, but I hate golf.
Wow,
what?
Yeah, I know.
Have you tried it with hop water?
Don't you know the deals are made on the green?
Yeah, that's really got a wheel and deal.
Not my kind of deals. deals are made on the wood, the lanes.
Oh, okay.
Wait, hold on.
All right. If I get this,
the 311 concert too.
If I get this strike, you got to buy a shit ton more coffins. All right. If I get this strike, boom, strike.
That would actually be really cool to have a casket made out of some bowling lanes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. There has to be.
That's a thing. I think Cedar Lane's planks are still sitting in somebody's backyard.
Oh, man.
Nick?
Nope. Well, we're doing a show. About the hot dog.
We're doing a show. Water beer. So the hot dog what beer?
Hot dog what?
Hot dog water beer?
This is just in the pouring. XL Pedro sends us a picture of a beer called Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water. Oh, it's more water.
What the hell's going on?
It said so I read the whole
thing.
That's like the third NA thing that's been happening this week.
Just drink water.
It's fucking March.
Yeah. I have NAs all the time.
No, water all the time. I'll defend NAs, but like not this. Where's the not this
spam?
Much.
Where's the spam water?
I'll have an NA over. Not water. If I'm partying with my bros, I gotta look like I'm drinking.
Oh man, I had somewhat of like a cultural thing. It was more of a question for all of my craft brewery gurus out there.
Yeah, that's us. That's
specifically, this is a question for the people that aren't listening to this show. Oh. So I don't know, but folks could like weigh in, I suppose. But on LinkedIn the other day, because I get, you know, hey, you might be interested in this job, even though I'm not looking for a job, but LinkedIn is always headhunting like through its weird algorithm. Even if it's not people themselves, but it was a Boston beer job coming across. Ooh. And it was a, you know, market sales manager is like the typical thing. You know, I did that with New Belgium. I did that with Firestone. And they are, you know, everyone is putting their salaries out there. And I know that Boston beer companies, I have interviewed with them before. There's like a base pay and then there is, you know, potential for bonuses and commissions and things like that. But they are trying to start people as a market manager with two plus distributors at like $43,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, are my supplier reps okay? Like, are you guys okay? Because that is some bullshit pay. I'm sorry. And I want to, I really feel like the craft beer industry, I can't speak to macros at all, but I don't feel like the craft beer industry has stepped up to the game on living wage. And I've talked to several people, I'm not going to name anybody at all, but I've talked to several people that are still in the game because they love it. And I get that there's like an emotional paycheck that comes along with doing something you really love and representing a company that you think is really great. But like, if you're going at home at night with all of your lights off and eating ramen, like that is not cool. You should have
but it sells itself.
Living wage. And I don't see that any of the salaries that I've seen out there for market manager, brewery rep, craft brewery reps have gone up at all. Like since I started in 2010.
Really? I thought that would, I read something somewhere this week even, how that pay has gone up more than it used to be, that sort of, not fixed itself, but like at least got to a decent level, but that sounds like it's
for
still
everyone
the same.
Or no, just
yeah, just like, just like in general, like beer.
Well, I think in
has
general, it has
realized that has to actually pay people to work for them and not like rely on 80 volunteers.
Yeah, they're
to
like,
do
we can't just give them kegs of beer.
Well, you get to have the short fills at the end of the day.
If only they clean their lines.
I don't know, dude. I just, I think it's a really cool and fun industry. I did it for a long time. There are so many parts that I miss. No lie. But the pay is something I don't miss at all. They just do not fucking pay.
Yeah.
And I think it's sad. So if anyone wants to weigh in on that, let me know. How are you guys doing? Because I don't think that it's an industry where you could just be like, oh, but it's so cool, though. You like, you can't lean on that anymore.
Damn.
To me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. That's the thing now is like that whole, that credit that craft beer gets of like, or just beer in general gets of like, oh, working in beer, that's pretty cool. Like that's sort of, I think like we're kind of over that part of it. Like,
100%. And there are some other things too of like, hey, you know, part of the perks of working for some of these companies is, are the things you don't have to pay for. Like usually health insurance is actually pretty robust. I don't know if that's across the board, but generally speaking, pretty good. And also you may get a car, but then you get kind of locked into these golden handcuffs, right? Where you're sitting there going, okay, I have all this stuff. I am not making the kind of money that I need to save for my future, retire comfortably, take my family on a cool, nice vacation. But also I can't afford to leave this because I sold my car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Because I can't afford a car now.
Anybody wants to weigh in on that? It would be interesting to know. I just don't think they've kept up, to be honest.
And then, Yeah, they take advantage of the fact that it's there's like this fun element to the industry that they basically get a disco, like the companies get to pay a little less because they have this cool industry. And
yeah, well, and also like I think to a large extent too, they're hiring these kids that are like, oh, that's so cool, I'm gonna get a car, I'm gonna get health insurance, mm-hmm. I love beer and I love the beer perk, and you're basically hiring somebody who might not be the healthiest, like this might not be the healthiest industry for them because they're looking at it as mm-hmm. a social outlet mm-hmm. while they're working, and then they continue that social outlet like into the night. And I've just seen so many people fall into a pattern of like really unhealthy behavior, not to be like a Debbie Downer, but yeah. As your local funeral director, I suggest that you not partake in copious amounts of alcohol every single day. But
so do they think their influencer status is going to go up? Like their social media will subsidize their.
For sure. Like, I mean, I see so many people that it becomes their identity. I mean, I won't lie. Like it became my identity when I sold beer for New Belgium, especially the craft beer culture and New Belgium specifically like became my cult. I mean, it was like my religion. I would fight a fool for talking sideways about New Belgium.
You got on slides everywhere. You rode a beach cruiser everywhere.
Yeah, it was huge. I mean, it was like a huge part of my life. It was part of my social existence.
Whose influence was that, though? Did you feel that from the brewery or did you feel that from
the Perfect Pour?
I felt that definitely from the brewery and
to make that your life.
Culture. Yeah, the culture that, created, that people strive to be a part of. Like so many people wanted to work for New Belgium, be in New Belgium's circle, especially when you went back to Colorado. Like that was part of their shtick too. Like they would bring you back to the mothership twice a year to get injected with this, like the spirit, the craft beer spirit.
Did you have to get all your clothes from REI or Patagonia?
It was Patagonia REI. That's some fucking garbage. Come on.
Oh, man. Was your Subaru furnished with Bath & Body Works?
Well, I had, I went from a Prius to a VW turbo diesel to a Subaru while I was with them. I had a few different cars.
Turbo diesel
was amazing. Yeah, fuck your lungs. Take on my emissions.
So you're the reason there's those green things at the gas station. You see all those diesel things.
Diesels are better than gas engines.
Ooh, snap.
It's true facts.
What happens? Two of them, actually. What happens if I accidentally put some of the diesel in my regular gas tank, Nick? Does anything happen? Does it die?
Only one way to find out.
No, I'm not gonna find out.
Yeah, be a man.
Be a man. Just put it in there.
Yeah. Whatever. However much money you saved, times that by 10 because you just lost that money in repairing the vehicle.
Amazing. Anyway, that was my question for folks who are listening and work for craft breweries. Really interesting question for me is, do you feel like you're being compensated? Okay? Well, are you okay? Do you feel like you're being compensated fairly? Both, are you being paid for your time and talent appropriately? Because your time is the most valuable thing that you give away, and your talent you get to take with you wherever. So I would just say, be really stingy with how you give it away.
It just started raining here really
hard. As somebody who did it for a long time.
Yeah.
It's raining here.
It's like pouring.
It's not just because of this sad question that I'm putting out there.
It's like dramatic, very dramatic that the rain is pouring down right now. Brad Stacey is just bumming us all out.
Sorry. No rain. But I never thought I'd see the day.
Is anybody, outside.
And craft beer would not be cool.
Yeah. Is there anybody?
It would be really, really cool.
Are the owners of the distributorships the only ones making money in this industry? Is anybody making any genuine money in the, like, real money? Like,
yeah.
Is there somebody?
So I'll tell you, bar owners are making a lot of money if they're not putting it all up their nose. They're just doing it legit.
That's just like
they're making a lot of money. Like, well, distributors are making a lot of money. Depending on, you know, who they're representing. I think it really it depends largely on who their core brands are. But distributors are doing fine. They're doing good.
And start paying
suppliers. Start paying your, that's another story.
Start paying your reps and guys.
Yeah.
If you want cool culture, stick around.
Yeah, well,
I always pay them when they're doing the job anyway.
This is not across the board at all, because I've dealt with a lot of distributors, and I would say that Miller Coors houses tend to treat and pay their employees a little bit better from the outside looking in, what I saw versus Bud distributors. But distributors also don't treat their supplier reps very well in comparison to Miller Coors, for those of you listening. I've had mixed, you know, different experiences across the nation, but here in Fresno, that's been the story for me, having worked with pretty much all of them. And it's really interesting, because with some of the distributors, you see that the merchandisers, the guys that come in at entry level, like, they have to really go through the fire to get promoted and into a space where, like, oh, okay, now I'm good. Now I'm making money and I'm in like a bonus type pay structure. But they really like haze these guys. I mean, there were times where I'm just like, hey, what happened to so-and-so? And they just give their phone to somebody else and say, hey, people are going to call you. Just pretend like you're, you know, Jim who ran the route last week. We'll see if you last. Wow. And it's like so fucked, you know?
Guys, like, we gotta clean it up. We gotta clean it up out there, guys. So we're not gonna have anyone working in the industry, and then that means I don't have beer to buy at the store, and I don't like that.
Oh, there's always gonna be beer, because that's the thing too. Is like, if you have a store or a bar, you'll go pick that shit up. Like, if you're gonna operate and offer your customers what they want, you'll get a flatbed and go pick up a pallet of beer to put on your.
And
the distributors fucking know that. They know that. They're just like, oh, you'll be back, because we have what you need. Back. They're drug dealers. I mean,
straight up. No way.
Hey, don't take it from me. Ask around. I don't know if that was
anything
really
else.
Right? I think that's culture. Nick, no. Hey guys, beer doesn't grow on trees. Did you know?
Beer is not a salad.
Crazy. People deliver that it there. To your stores. And before that, looking they have to for, brew it.
What?
Looking out for beers. Looking out for.
Just throwing this back in, you know. In case people forgot this theme song.
Looking out for beers.
That's an old tape.
Old tape. Yeah, it's from our.
Very old tape.
When we used to just be on cassette. We were just traded. We were a show
it was
that
from the pre-20s.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
It's a pre-20s.
Firestone Walker Brewing Company 2024 Parabola is out there. The Parabola, remember when that was a big deal and Parabola got released? Well, now
I believe I started that trend.
Yeah, but now it's only on the Perfect Pour does it get mentioned at all anywhere in the beer. So yeah,
new. We're the distributor for Parabola.
Yeah, Parabola, new Parabola out there. Are you gonna get it, Nick? You gonna pick up a Parabola?
I'm surprised you haven't already.
I thought I had.
You would
have I not?
I know. I was like,
2024, Nick?
Have I not had Parabola yet this year?
I don't think so.
It's all
this upsets old. Me.
Check your untap. Kern River Brewery Company. There's a new batch of Citra out there. It's triple IPA season. Although, wait, is Citra double? Citra's double. a new batch of Citra out there. Keeps selling out, but another round is going out this week, so maybe we'll see some of that Citra. And another Kern River beer I am looking out for is called Perfect Balance. It's a West Coast IPA with Nelson Strata and Cashmere. So I haven't had a Kern River in a minute, so I'm...
Are they still making Dirty Hippie?
I think so. I feel like I've seen that recently.
Brad Doug has been trying to order it. He's like, they don't fucking have it.
Oh, I don't know.
For
maybe
the bar.
Not. Maybe not.
And that's one of his favorite books.
It is
Dirty Hippie.
It's Russian River, Pliny the younger season. It's Pliny the younger season. And what the Russian River did a weird thing this year, which I think they've done it before, where like they released younger to like all their accounts a few weeks ago, but then it was before their official 2 weeks of Pliny the younger at the brewery, which was kind of weird. Like they let all their accounts have the younger and then they waited for their own afterwards, their own release afterwards at their brewery. But right now we're in the middle of...
When did they...
Yeah.
I was just saying, when are they going to release Pliny the Decrepit?
Grandpa Pliny. When they got to release Grandpa Pliny?
Pliny that they collected over the years?
It's probably just all of the pills there that nobody's able to pour out after their list. Like, every account that wants Pliny the Younger has to buy 8 kegs of Pilsner.
Pliny the Grandpa.
Pliny the Grandpa is old Pilsner.
Yep. But it's in bottles, so I would, I'm just putting it out there as a looking out for, like, maybe a bottle of it will show up somehow. Some cool person will somehow show up. Remember, our address is in the show notes, just so you know. And then this one's for Nick, Ale Smith Speedway Stout with New Orleans Coffee Edition. New Orleans Coffee Edition. It's French Truck Coffee.
That sounds
and
good.
It's
is
added
it spicy?
Chicory, which I don't know what that is. It was added with
chicory. Chicory is what that's Depression era coffee. That's what they used to cut real coffee with.
Oh, okay. Well, that's that's so it.
The restaurant coffee flavor that we all know and love, the diner coffee.
IHOP coffee.
Coming
out of that bun, the bun percolator.
The bun. Don't want none unless you got bun, huh?
Exactly.
Chicory is rough.
Well, it's got
it is tradition now. People do actually crave chicory coffee because
Speedway Stout has that in it. So you might want to check it out just to see, just see what's up.
Does chicory also have caffeine in it? I never really read about it.
I don't know that question. I don't know that fact. That might be why they did it. Maybe chicory does have caffeine, but it's cheaper.
Will you talk? I'm going to read about it.
Yes, we are. Play the Google piece.
Can be on this show. It's two ways you could do it. You can email us perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail, 24/7 voicemail line, always on, just like a Dutch Brothers coffee, 24/7. You can go down and get it. 559-492-0542. Did I say it right? I don't know. All the stuff is in the show notes. Look at it, perfectpourpod.com, or look in the show notes on your podcast player. All the info you need to be on this show is there.
And chicory has no caffeine.
Oh,
bullshit.
It's just bitter.
It's bitter. Great. So it has a crappy flavor and no caffeine.
Let's start with traditional.
Trades.
Oh my God. What the fuck? It does this every time. It's been working fine this whole time, and then the voicemails, it doesn't want to work. There is a ghost in this studio that is fucking with me, and I don't blame it, but what the fuck, dude? All right.
I blame it. It's the rain. Blame it on the rain.
I'll blame it on
the rain. Yeah.
Hold on.
Mikey, Nick, Red, Stacy. This is Donnie, and we are drinking in the Northwest. Just checking in, letting you know what's going on up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, other than raindrops keep falling on my head. Drinking-wise, like a few weeks ago, I took a Friday off of work. I went up north to a brewery called Bastion, tried that, and I made my way over to a small town called Edison. And small town by, I mean, small town. No stoplight, no stop sign, nothing. But they have a place called Terramar Brew Stillery. Yes, Brew Stillery. They brew their own beer, they make their own liquor, and they make their own cider, and it's a pizza joint. So, really cool. Quality.
They make hot water.
Stop by the Republic Bottle Shop.
Stop making hot water. From that,
and they got a niche there. They've got about 20 pinball machines, and they have pinball competitions, all that crap. One thing about Republic that I like is they have their own cooler dedicated to Russian River. And I know you guys can get Russian River all you want down there. You're bougie like that. But not us. We don't. We don't get it that often. So it's kind of cool. And then from there, let's see. Well, today, right now, I'm actually on my way home from having lunch with my wife in Ballard. Yes, Ballard.
Brag about district. Your wife already.
There is 12 breweries within 1 square mile.
Yeah, quit bragging.
I went down, on the way down, I stopped at a brewery called Four Stitches, and you'll love this, how they got their name. The husband was doing a homebrew before he started brewing, and the wife cut her finger and came and said, hey, I need to go to the hospital. He said, well, I'm right in the middle of brewing a batch of beer.
Yeah.
So she drove herself,
came back,
and had four stitches, and he said the beer turned out fantastic.
Now, babe, I named the beer after you. Right, what more do you want?
I stopped there on the way down, then I went
sacrifices.
To an envelope in Ballard, and then I made my way over to Reuben's, and then I walked to have lunch with my wife. She lives literally, she works right by there. Anyways, that's what's been going on in my life. Oh, I did try some California beers. Original Pattern, Flatlands, Ghost Town, Moonraker. I
had it.
Able to get a hold of a few of those beers. Fantastic. I love you guys. Keep up the good work, and thanks for everything you do. We'll talk to you later.
Aww.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Nice.
He's got a YouTube channel. You guys check it out. I mean,
YouTube.
More like
YouTube.
More like boob tube.
More like us tube.
Aww.
Aww. Yeah, I don't like it.
Is it us?
Us tube. Yeah, let's start us tube. It's more friendly. Let's start that, guys. Come on, let's make some money. God's sakes.
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of not making money? Let's be a distributor. Let's start a distributorship. I heard recently on a podcast. I heard on some dumb beer cop podcast, they said the distributors are the ones that make the money. Let's get a distributorship going.
That's yeah, right.
And but guys, let's not clean the lines. Let's be different.
No.
Yeah, because that costs you money, and you're not making money if you're spending money.
Yeah, right. that's the American.
I cleaned that line if my beer was on it. I mean,
yeah, I might.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Clean the lines if your beer is on it. You know, and why clean lines when you can just replace them?
Right.
Yeah. PVC is.
I could replace a line.
Running with a hose and just
shit.
Costco's got it on sale.
With your Jacuzzi report.
Oh, Jacuzzi.
Are the bubbles too loud?
This is Jets Max.
I got the bubbles going.
No, the bubbles are just right.
Euphoria Jet in the middle. That's just straight.
Whoa. Right, otherwise.
And just water all
did that get dirty?
All right, hang on. What's up?
Good job, Colin.
Uh-huh.
We've been busy.
Yeah, a little bit busy. It's all right. We haven't been in for a while. Stopped in, said hey.
Yeah. We're going to Collaboration Festival next weekend.
Yeah, it's the first beer festival.
Oh, jeez. Dude, I think
they're ringing in with the Collab Fest down. And they just do collab after collab after collab. So everybody's got a fucking collab. It's like 150 beers.
It's cool.
They're all collaborated to make the weirdest shit they could possibly think of. Sushi beer, oyster beer, fucking, I don't know, IPAs.
Still think they should make one called Smells Like My Ex. That was great, Stacey.
Actually, they do brave stuff, though. Like, there probably will be some cool stuff like that. Smells Like My Ex. So, Stacey mentioned Kauhana, which is a beer from Maui Brewing, right? Well, years ago, I did a construction project where we built a building and a brewery. It was called Kauhana on the plan. So we called the Kauhana the whole time that we were doing the job. But then they're like, well, we got a cease and desist from Maui Brewing Company. We can't call our brewery Kauhana. So they changed it to Red Garden, which is lame. But they're still open.
Not that good either.
No, probably not good, and the food's expensive, but that's the report. I built the place, and then I never went back to check it out, so that's kind of sad. I guess I should, but...
Oh, by the way, too, we're both older than you.
I am super old. I'm, like, as old as Mikey, probably.
In fact, we're going to be grandparents.
Not possible.
That's going to happen, yeah.
In September.
Yeah, that's an announcement.
What?
My daughter's pregnant.
Janine's going to be a grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
They're like, what are you going to be called as a grandpa? And I'm like, Colin? They're like, no, you can't do that. It's fucking... You can't do that. And I'm like, all right, I want to be Pee-Poo-Paw. And apparently nobody's going to let me do that. So
Pee-Poo-Paw.
I have to fix something.
Oh, Pee-Poo-Paw. Tell us a story about the IPA boat.
Or I'm going to be Pee-Poo-Paw.
Not gonna
make pizza. I don't know. What was the last thing? We had something else. It was like the oh yeah, the Applebee's.
You've never taken me to Applebee's.
Yeah, I never took you to Applebee's.
No,
you
we're
should.
Not fancy like.
No, I do think they have the dollar margarita night though, where
yes.
You drink margaritas, but I don't really take.
Call it happy hour.
Probably water them down.
Yeah, but he can drink enough of them, I guess. I don't know.
It's like someplace my daughter's boyfriend would take her. My other daughter, not the one who's pregnant.
He's fancy like. I kind of think he's a dork. Hopefully he's not listening to this show.
Uh-oh.
Well, if he's a dork, he probably is.
Call from the Jacuzzi.
Keep up the good work,
guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay. Bye. They're okay, guys. They're okay.
I know.
And they're hot. More importantly, their hot tub is okay. Their hot tub is in working condition. Everything is fine. And that's the main thing. And
they found the bubbles.
Janine's going to be a grandma, and everything's good.
Hot grandma.
Oh, wait. All right. Well, this is a little different there. We got Paul, but he emailed us. Say, guys, I've been posting videos on the YouTube, which doesn't seem very Paul-like. Nearly every day for the past few weeks, I thought I'd share a few beer-related there. So if you'll go to archive my songs, my computer crashed a while back, and I lost all my original files. Aw, man, bummer.
Damn.
So I've been combing through old emails where I sent songs to friends, then slapped together a quick video, popped them up on YouTube. A couple of these are old. One video is all beer bottles I saved from my house in Fairfax. Super poor quality, but because I made it on the first gen phone. But it's kind of cool to see all these old bottles, a lot of which don't longer exist. And look at all that glass. This was obviously before cans had completely taken over. Anyway, hope you guys find some enjoyment out of these. I've been posting all these videos. And they get zero views. I realize the only way anyone's going to see them is if I share them. So I'm sharing them. Keep up the good work. So I'm not going to play these videos because we're in an audio format. But I will try to put these. Hopefully, I will remember to put these in the show notes. So you can. I'll put a link to them so everyone can watch.
Oh, what's his handle?
Paul's videos. Yeah, let me bring it up here. Oh, see that beer anthem? He sent that to us. Whoop. God dang it. Everything. I'm fucking everything up, guys. It's always me, by the way. But,
I don't need a car.
let me see what his handle is so we can all, you can look at your own. It's Airport Sexy is his handle on YouTube. So, Airport Sexy, all one word.
That's a specific handle.
Airport Sexy, if you want to go look at what Paul's doing on YouTube.
I would confuse him for, whoa.
What's up?
It's the, like, it's like the video previews that like, come up when you punch that in are interesting.
This is on YouTube, not Google. I'm thinking Google.
No, I'm on YouTube.
It's an avocado sliced. Avocado sliced in half is.
Does it say age restricted?
Yeah. There's no orange or blue labels here.
So if you want to, there you go. That's Paul checking in. We were telling him to check in before, and we're like, bro, check in. So he checked in.
And I'm sipping, drinking. I'm fucking buzzed. I'll tell you right now, this is my first beer of the day. It's Wednesday. This one's called Sliders by Hop Butcher. Tasty notes, lush tropical and pleasant pine. ABV is 6%. Mosaic, Simcoe, Nelson Sauvignon hops. This is an American pale ale. It's not even a fucking IPA. And I'm feeling awesome. I'm warm inside. My brain does not communicate with my mouth. I'm stuttering. I'm slurring, which is amazing. I fucking love it. So I bought this last week, and then today's Wednesday. Today is opening day for the Dodgers. So since the Dodgers are at the ballpark, I went and I bought some park beers, some Highland Park and North Park. I bought the 10-year anniversary North Park and the baseball by Highland Park Brewery. And then the other two from North Park, a collaboration between North Park, Pure Project, and two other breweries. It's like a four brewery collaboration, and it has like the DeLorean. It's pretty cool can art. And then the other one is Highland Park and Pure Project. It's a 10%er. So I figured out that'll be my nightcap for today. So I figured the Dodgers are at the base at the ballpark. I'll drink a Highland Park, a North Park. All about the park.
Damn.
Parks, homie. Also,
park, first park.
World problems. You have those? I know I'm dealing with one right now. And that's the main reason why I did call in. My stupid Roomba, as I call him, RD. My Roomba's name is RD Floor. Not R2D2. R2D Floor is his name.
That's a good name. R2D4, that's a good name, too.
He's getting stuck under my recliner.
Stupid robot.
Yes, because he didn't finish his job. He didn't finish sweeping or mopping. Yes, I got the mopping robot.
Fire Roomba, it.
Because I fucking hate doing chores.
Fire
weekends. Dude, I have one, too.
For beer drinking and barbecuing and smoking and hanging out with the family. So that's my first world problem. What is your first world problem for you and the listeners? And why is this 6% got me feeling like I've drank six or four of these? 6%. Maybe it's an empty stomach. That's a bullshit lie because I'm a big boy and I like to eat. And I had lunch at work, but this one hit. You know, I did drink it really good. Another thing I wanted to mention about this.
Did you drink it with a straw?
Lush, tropical, and pleasant pine. That is, oh, and sweet grape. That is a great, great interpretation of this beer. The beer smells tropical. Smells like coconut, guava, pineapple, citrus. I didn't smell grape, but if it says it, then whatever. Those aromas are amazing, but when you drink it, you're getting that pine, that bitter grass, that earthy tones, those flavors you would get from Green Flash and Stone Brewery and all those old school breweries
like
Sierra
those.
Nevada, like those fucking, the ones that pull the enamel out of your teeth. This beer has all of that in it. And maybe that's why I'm buzzed, because I drank it so freaking fast. Such a thirst quencher. It is a hazy. It's a pale ale.
Oh, that's why.
I would highly recommend it. Go out and look for it. It has three little sliders stacked on top of each other. They kind of look like the those McDonald's characters. I forgot the name of them. That look like little fucking furry things, but these look like little cheeseburgers with legs, no arms. It's called Sliders.
Grimace.
Butcher. Find yourself some. Get it at the bottle shop. What is your first?
Yeah, the Hamburglar.
And have you ever got drunk off your first beer? I feel like a fucking rookie.
Why, you rookie?
When I was 12.
Yeah. No, my homies is 13. Come on, Rad Stacy.
Vamos los
Dodgers. The Dodgers.
Oh, no, not the Dodgers.
It's baseball season.
Home run.
Chew your beer. Opening day was yesterday, Thursday. And you know, I love opening day. And I had to work, so I didn't get to do
anything. That's a holiday for
fucking,
me.
Yeah, it is a holiday. I had to fucking work. Fucking bullshit, man.
That fucking sucks.
I'm just never gonna have to retire. I'm gonna die working. Isn't that great? Isn't that great life? Oh God, jeez.
Anyway. You work in the beer industry?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like I work in the beer industry. No, every industry.
It's at least convenient if you die at work.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is gonna. There. Well, at least it's gonna save some time.
Don't take me to the pet cemetery, guys. Come on.
One of Rad Stacy's coworkers would be like, at least it'll save some time. She's right here.
I mean, we're already on our way.
I just got an alert that I forgot to close out my tab at Bolero, so they just closed it out.
Uh-oh, extra 20%.
I know.
Oh, no, are you going to have to actually tip now? Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, the joke's up. When I forget my
chippy dippies on your tab, didn't they?
Yeah. It probably did. When I said it was like $24. I don't feel like I had $24 of this stuff. But
when I forget my card and they automatically tip and they do 20%, I was like, haha, fuck you. I was going to tip 25%. Fucking
jokes on you.
Yep. Jokes on you. Suckers. Like, but that isn't that the worst though, when you forget your card and then like it's always a place that doesn't open up until like 5 p.m. or something. So you're just like, you don't know anything about your card.
More for me, this is the second time I've done it. And I always feel bad because I go back. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. Last week I walked out without closing my tab, and she's like, it's fine. But you can tell she's annoyed. She's like,
you're one of those.
Now you're one of those
rich people, right?
But at least they don't keep your card anymore. I think that's why I don't. That's why I forget. It's because they already have the info. Anyway,
I almost did it in the backyard.
But you should, Rad Stacy, though, as those of us that are just beer drinkers that go to bars. As a staff member, do you get more annoyed by people that don't leave their tab open and that just keep like coming back and back and running the isn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have a person that leaves their tab open?
Yeah, it's definitely more annoying if there's like they've come back for the fifth time going like, no, I don't want to leave it open still. I still want to just close it out. And you're like, okay, another 5 White Claws. Like,
and then I'll be back in 15 minutes.
What really got me at Goldstein's was people would leave and they would leave their card and we would go to close them out. But they had probably left, you know, a few hours beforehand and they just shut their card off.
They think they lost it or something, and they're like, let's shut it out.
Yeah, but they're just like, oh, you know, it's fine. I'll never see those people again.
Hey, you're like, how are you gonna
get your car back? Then I would find them on social media.
Oh,
like, hey.
Wow!
I saw what you did.
There's only a couple.
I saw what you did.
I think my favorite was the guy who was trying to break in to get his card after we had closed down.
Wow.
He and needed I was like, that shit. What are you doing?
Sir?
Sir, you need to...
Sir, yeah. Guess what? We have all your information to charge for a new door now.
No, well, yes. It's funny because he was trying to go over the fence. Well, he was trying to go over the fence in the back, which is spiky on top. And I was like, no, I'm just going to hang back and watch one of these go up your butthole. Watch one of these spikes just go right in your fucking tank.
Spiky.
And I'm going to call 911 very slowly.
Nine.
I'll be back in 10.
Wait, is it? It's 811, right? To figure out where you dig?
Yeah. Right, guys? Yeah. If you want, if you want to be
411, call 411 to get the right number.
If you want to be on the phone for a little while, call 811 because it's a very long call tree to go through. So, yeah, just go ahead and dial 811, and you'll be there.
I've got this guy here that I think he's going to die soon. I need to know where to dig.
Where to dig him up. Yeah. You're going to want to have them mark out all, if just in case there's gas or PG&E, where you want to put that body. You don't want to hit gas accidentally when you're burying your body. You want to make sure that's a free of any utilities.
Yeah. And I'm going to say, guys, hey, this is all just funny. I would never actually do that. This is just fodder for the...
The Perfect Pour is not responsible for what the co-hosts say during the show. It is for entertainment purposes only.
Please do not send your videos in. We will not open them or accept them.
We accept nothing. We are responsible for nothing.
Maybe.
We are a deadbeat dad. We ran out a long time ago. Don't try to find us. Oh, yeah. Now we get to see all the check-ins that Stacey and Nick have done this week. This is the best part.
I actually did a couple.
Best part of the show. Wait, what?
I actually did.
Bolero Modelo?
No. We'll check it. Venue. Bolero. Beer. Modelo. All right. Rad _ Stacy with an E.
Bolero.
What did you check in this week? What did you
have? I checked in Rogue Esoterics from Flatland Brewing Company. American Porter. And so that one was from Wazoo, the American Porter, I'm pretty sure. It was, because I sent him a picture saying, hey, this shit was really good. Super good beer. I loved it. It was like a low ABV porter. It was really good. I fucking liked it. It was really good.
I liked it, guys.
I'm loving it, guys. Hold on. There's something else I didn't check in, but I'm going to tell you about it right now, which is Wisconsin's Badger State Brewing on Wisconsin Red Ale. And that was sent to me from Radar, and he got my care package today, which I'm really excited about. Radar, the hot sauce and the beer go great together. Maybe not like mixed in together, but... anyway, I trust that you'll figure it out.
Burn your butthole.
He's like, what, mix it?
Yeah, do not apply directly to your butthole.
Boo.
Well, I mean,
boring.
But, a little fun, right? YOLO.
Yeah.
Right.
YOLO.
I will say that I liked the red ale. I thought it was a little bit sweet. I think they could have gone a little deeper with the fermentation to get rid of a little bit of that little cloying sweetness there. And I also had an Ola Brew Kiave. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Vanilla Porter, which is from Hawaii. Big Island. I believe it's from Big Island. Really good. Super good. 6.8% porter. How and 20 IBUs.
20? Oh, they're still on the IBU 20. System.
20 international burrito units.
IBUs
burrito.
Go that low? 20? I didn't know that.
For porter, I think they do. Oh, okay. That's it. Let me see. I already checked in the Planet Caravan.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah. Is that boring? And then I also went and saw Peter Pan Jr. at my kid's high school last week. And
Peter Pan Jr. Was this an original play?
No, it is a authorized version of Peter Pan, but it's only like an hour long.
Okay.
Which is great for all the parents and everybody else. He's like, oh, this is great.
This is great. It's a perfect amount of time. I really wish I was at home. This is great.
This is great. It's only an hour.
I opened up more beer because, I mean, I didn't have any more beer to drink. So I opened up another one. That's how the world works. Steamboat Nellie, because Steamboat Willie is now not open source, but there's no copyright laws on Steamboat Willie anymore. You can use them. West Coast IPA. Yay. From Slice Brewing Company. See, there you go, Nick. You know, look at that.
That's a cool label.
That's a really cute. I like it.
So it's got the Slice's hop character steering a boat like he's Steamboat Willie, but it's the hop character.
Oh yeah, is that supposed to be like Steamboat Nelson?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm all right.
It's supposed to go.
I'm all right.
Don't inhale it.
I'll inhale it. Whatever, man. Whatever gets my IPA boat going, I'll try it. I'll try it. So Rad_Stacy, the Nick 80. What have you been drinking this week?
Interesting week.
Oh yeah.
As in,
really.
I didn't do anything.
Interestingly enough, I hurt myself this weekend.
What happened?
I had a therapist followed by an old Rasputin.
Oh, the beer therapist. I thought you actually went to a therapist. I was like, oh shit,
don't get too excited. I haven't fixed my brain yet. Just drinking.
Yeah, don't do that. Wait until the podcast is over, and then you can go.
You're checking it. Feels like a Nine Inch Nails song. I hurt myself today. No, wait, that's actually originally.
If I could fail.
A Johnny Cash song, right?
No, I think it's Johnny Cash covering it.
Yes, it's Johnny Cash covering Nine Inch Nails.
I wasn't sure who did who.
We never are. So yeah, I followed up
my therapist
with an old Rasputin and then an unknown amount of whiskey. So I
undisclosed
to
not
drink the rest of the weekend because I felt so shitty.
Oh man, it sucks getting old. Your hangovers last more than a few hours. You know, remember in your 20s when a hangover would last until you had a big breakfast, and then they'd be now they last like into the next day. Like, oh geez, I had a full day of hangovering, and then the next day you're still like, oh, I still kind of feel shitty.
I don't feel like drinking today. I did not resume drinking until Tuesday when we went out to the farmer's market.
That's sad.
And I had a big sir at the old barrel house.
The old barrel house.
The old barrel house. And I had sticker shock. Beers are now $9.
Barrel house?
Barrel house, Draft? Yeah. So, you know, it used to be go to the source, get cheaper beer.
But I bet they're not paying their people anymore.
Probably not paying their people anymore.
We raised the prices and kept the salaries.
I mean, I don't know. Prices are going up everywhere. $9, though.
Nine for 10-ounce pour. I mean, it wasn't over nine alk.
But somebody serves you, right? It's not a self-serve situation.
Oh, I wish that's it was.
That's at least
could you please go? Can ever just be self-serve?
So would you like it better if you're like, hey, you know what? I kind of dislike it, but self-serve is $2 less a pint.
See, okay, so that's the thing. Self-serve is not any cheaper.
I know. It's not. That's what makes me even more about it.
And make you work.
You get...
Foam.
Greasy pizza fingers, tap handles.
It's the biggest scam.
Get greasy foam
out there.
Yeah, please have self-pour taps at at places that serve food you eat with your hands. That sounds great.
Ridiculous.
Gross. That's a wonderful combination.
That's like at the bowling alley. It's all finger foods. Right. And you're shoving those greasy fingers in the ball.
And then you're sharing your balls.
Oh, man. How many times have I done that?
Share I'll my just balls. Use your balls.
Can I try your
balls? You can borrow mine. I'm not using them. Oh!
Wife said it's okay.
Yeah, she didn't care.
Food you eat. No, sir. Even if you had a discount, I'm still saying ixnay on the elf pour say.
100%.
Wait, Stacy, have you not been to Barrel House River Park?
I've been there once.
Oh, okay.
It was way back in the way backs. I'm just not a huge fan of their beer, to be honest. I'm also not a huge fan of River Park, so it's got like two things against it.
Yeah, two strikes.
For me going.
I just like to go in there and like stand in various spots and go, this is where I used to look at t-shirts at Wavelengths.
Yeah.
I probably went in there more when it was that store than now that it's Barrel House. But also, I live south of Shaw, so I
live south of Shaw.
Eat and drink south of Shaw, man.
Yeah.
I only go in stuff that's on the Shaw border.
Except for Limp Pizza.
Yeah, that's way south of Shaw. Oh, wait. If I'm getting non-limp pizza, I'll go north.
Yeah.
Limp pizza.
Limp. She said limp.
Gross. There is science. You can look it up.
Just give me something to bake.
You can commit.
Give me something to bake. Perhaps your fucking pizza. We were done with your beers, Red Stacy, and Nick?
Yes, yeah, I'm done.
All right. I had beers this week that I checked in on Untappd. It's a lovely app. Everyone should get it. I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but it's this app where you check in your beers and give it info and like talk about your beers. And
should really get that.
Yeah, you should look into it. Extrinsic Sykes from Bottle Logic Brewing. I barely was able to say the name of the beer because I've had three beers, but it's pretty impressive that I was able to say that. But good job, Bottle Logic, on that one, because I remember that as being good. Chief Peak IPA from Topa Topa. It was a tall boy. And I pretty much get that beer every week now because it's like a 349 tall boy of IPA. And why you going to beat that? I don't think you are. Juice Above the Clouds from Altamont Beer Works. I had a 4-pack of that I got at Whole Foods. And I juiced that all week. Just juiced it every chance I got. Every chance I got to juice it, I juiced it real good.
Put it in the juicer.
Yeah, I put in the juicer. I put that can right in the juicer. And like, fuck. Like, I broke the juice. Like, what did you do to the juicer? I tried to juice it, honey. What do you want from
me? Let's be real. You weren't juicing anything healthy with it.
Let's be real. You didn't juice shit. All right, I did.
I juiced beef jerky.
Yeah.
I juiced the beef jerky.
I would love to get a nice drink of juice jerky.
Fucking jerky juice.
Jerky juice. Hey, babe, I got a new batch of jerky juice coming right out. It's coming good. You gotta break it. Well, I'm not gonna break this. This is fucking, stainless steel.
I'm really disturbed that you know the sound it would make so well. I imagine that's exactly what it would fucking sound like.
Yeah,
loaded a juicer full of beef jerky.
Well, you know what?
Slim Jims.
I've been podcasting since JFK was alive, so it's fine. I got experience.
Nothing gets by me.
No. That's enough. Lizard's Mouth from Fugger
Figueroa. Jerky juice sounds like the best beer ever.
Jerky juice.
Jerky juice.
You You're welcome.
Jungle juice.
Wazoo Corvette. You have a brewery. Guess what? If there isn't a jerky juice IPA, and then
we're not going.
Yeah, we're not going. So better. You won't see any perfect
porpoise.
Jerky juice. We're gonna protest. We're gonna protest outside. Say, where's the jerky juice? And that's enough. Dorktown on untap. Rad underscore Stacy. The Nick 80. And go look. Go DM us all kinds of weird shit. We'll be receptive to it.
I love being DM'd weird shit.
If you're gonna DM me, better be weird.
But I get pretty into it before I report you.
You let it go for a little bit. You're not gonna immediately.
I want you to think that you're close. To cracking.
You want the code. She wants you to think like, oh, this is a safe space. Now I can really start throwing some stuff, and then
bam! I just pull the rug out from underneath you.
Boom! Untap police, show up here to your door.
Oh man! Nobody told me that.
Sir, are you the one who likes to go to parks? Sir?
Yeah. Is there something wrong with parks now?
Have you seen my check-in?
Nick, do you have some cheers?
Feel like there was a birthday this week.
Birthday.
Oh, yes. Ooh. It was the and Zach.
Oh. Steven and or Zach's birthday?
I thought that was last week. No? Okay.
Was it last week?
I don't know. Happy birthday again. Or
did you cheers now. Her?
I really feel like this is deja vu, but I could be wrong. And
deja vu all over again.
Who cares about a second cheers if we're doing it again?
More cheers, more cheers, more cheers.
More cheers.
Congratulations on being born.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job getting born.
Good job. Thank your mom.
Yeah, Mother's Day coming up soon.
Is this how it's going to be? Just a bunch of crying?
Maybe it was last week.
Yeah, you gotta start disciplining them right off the bat. Like, they start crying when they get out of the womb. You gotta lay the law down. You're like, hey, no,
stop. I tell people all the time, it's like, oh, your kid is so good. And I'm like, crate training, man, from the get go.
Yeah,
crate training. Dogs, kids, husbands, works.
Wow. Yeah, put them in a crate. Put your husbands in a crate.
You're acting like you need some crate.
Yeah. If your husband drank too many hazies the night before, put him in a crate. That'll shut him down.
Yep.
Just crate him.
Put him in a crate. Put the blanket over it. Make it nice and dark.
Yep.
Put a water bowl in there.
Time to go, Mimi's. You go in your crate.
Oh, Mimi's.
Go in your crate. Go in your crate. No, go in your crate.
I'll see you in the morning.
I want to go in my crate.
See you in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't want you to not want to go in your crate. So guess what? You're going in the fucking crate.
Go in the crate.
Man.
That really crates my head.
I just wanted to have a hazy, one more hazy. Why do I have to go in the crate?
There'd probably be less hazy IPAs if there was more crate training.
only hop water.
It's the only way we can get away from hazies is if we start crate training all the big gigs.
Hazies or hop water?
Oh, wow.
I have to choose hazies.
Wow. Look at Brad. This just in from the perfect pour. Rad Stacy just chose hazies. We're not going to give you any of the context. Nope, not over it. We're not going to give you the context. We're just going to say Rad Stacy chose hazy beer to drink.
It doesn't matter what she chose it over. She chose it.
It's been chosen.
She chose it. She loves hazy beer, apparently.
You caught me. Oof, I love it.
I love it. Right, yeah, I love this, guys. You're going to be.
Oh, God. It's the best.
I love it. Look, I can't see through any. I can't see anything. I love it.
My favorite is I don't know. I try to go out here and there, but whenever I go to gazebo, like, I like to stand and listen to the people talking to each other in line, right? And it's always just like, babe, they got a bunch of hazies, babe. This place is so tight. They got a bunch of hazies, and I'm that like, is what
not,
the
you
fuck?
Did not right. hear
and
that.
That's the ladies talking to the guys.
I huh? do hear that.
Are
I
you playing? Are you playing like, that up babe, for a podcast listen, audience?
No. I am not. I actually heard grown ass men say,
"No, it can't."
They have a bunch. Of
they got a bunch of hazies
no
here.
No way!
Holy fuck!
You haven't heard them,
babe. I've got babe. I got a boner right now. They got a bunch of hazies.
Rolling sound like.
What does what sound like?
What is the sound of eyes rolling back in their head?
It sounds like you know when you go to a bar and you're playing the dice game.
Yeah.
That cup? Like. The cup, you put the cup over and you slam the cup on the bars.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like when there's eye rolling. <All right. laughs> When I roll my eyes. That's clunk, 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 clunk.
Hard crash clunking.
Yes. Yeah, and then the whoever is with this gentleman who's excited about the hazies, they're always just like, okay, well, can you just get me something that I'm not going to hate?
Mm-hmm.
And that's
me
usually
a
Cali squeeze.
They have some good cider choices there. Don't
or cider. Yeah,
don't
you're right.
Short
or
sell cider. Yourself.
Sorry.
Cider, thanks, Two Towns.
Cider, Cali squeeze.
Randy Pearson.
Two Towns.
Randy Towns.
Randy.
Is that your name?
Two Randys.
Randy.
Two Randys.
I think two
Randys don't make a right.
T-O-O.
He's got to listen to this show.
T-O-O, Randy.
To Randy.
Any other cheers, Nick? Are we still Nick cheersing?
I do not remember where I left off. Cheers to Wazoo for the beers. I am currently enjoying a Cooper's Square Dark Burton Ale from Firestone Walker. I don't care for the flavor, but it's Nan Alks, so...
Hey,
I care for the feeling.
I love that. I love that Alks. Oh, man.
9.6 Alks.
No flavor, all the nice. Feels.
Yes.
Feeling it.
I like it.
Stacy, do you have some shit?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to say March was had a couple of days of funerary... appreciation days attached to it. So I would like to say cheers to, there's a few people that I work with that listen to the show, and I appreciate all of you. And I also think that it's good to kind of check in on people's mental health every once in a while. It's been a particularly rough month for me, so cheers to anyone else who may be feeling the same. I think that transition from winter to spring can be rough on folks. And so if you are feeling down and low, please know that you're not alone, and know that I cheers you to smile tomorrow morning and be the best version of yourself. And, you know, DM me if you want to talk. I like to do that every once in a while. So cheers to good vibes.
Nice. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Congrats. get ready for an onslaught of DMs and your end
you
know tomorrow
you
for me,
DM
from me.
Because you need to reach out to talk. I will never ignore you.
No, yeah.
Never, ever.
From me. I'm going to be
never,
like.
Ever.
I'm guessing she could tell if it's genuine or not.
I can tell.
Yeah.
There are certain questions that right? get asked where I'm like, this is weird.
This is like a bullshit. Like a bullshit.
Nobody asks about parks. This is not on.
Right. No, I think that we have a really amazing community of listeners and community of people. And I think that sometimes you can feel a bit isolated. And I want you to know that you're not alone in that feeling at times, and you don't ever have to suffer in silence. I'm a super empathetic and friendly person, despite my on air persona vibes that I might give off. You can talk to me about anything.
Don't fucking talk to me.
And I'll keep it secret
too. We are here for you.
You can talk to me. Don't fucking talk to me.
I might be in the bathtub when you call me, but I will answer.
All right. Cheers to our golden gods, the listeners of the Perfect Pour that go on the Patreon and give us the monies. Thank you, everyone currently that's a golden god, and in the past, we appreciate it. Thank you for paying our bills so we don't have to pay them. And as you know, as discussed earlier in the episode, the beer industry doesn't pay very well for us people that don't own anything. So we really appreciate you helping us out so we can get through it. PerfectPourPod.com is our blog website, or you can check out the show notes. It's got all the things that you need. Perfect Pour Pod on social medias. If you do that sort of thing, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yes. Oh, and I won't see you guys again until the 19th.
Oh, there you go. Rad_Stacy.
I'll be in Canadia.
Canadia. Prepping.
That is the appropriate
person. prepping to be in darkness during the day.
Well, let's hope there's a show for her to come back to.
I know. I've been planning this trip since 2017. It's going to be cloudy. Watch.
Oh, man.
I'd be like, well.
Bummer. Yeah, because I heard that.
Zero stars.
I heard that during this full, if you're in the, what was it last week? The
Path of Totality.
Path of Totality. I named the episode that last week, and I still can't think of it. That you'll be able to see the right now we can see there's a galaxy far off. If you have like a decent telescope, you can see this galaxy. And like during the eclipse, you'll be able to see this galaxy during the eclipse, which is wild to me. So
yeah, so there's that. There's also a comet called it's K something comet that's going like right to the right of Jupiter that you should be able to see for about like 3 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's dark too. So it's pretty crazy. Cool. Yeah. Path of Totality. I think here in California, Central California, you're going to see about 40% totality. So still don't look up at it with your raw dog eyes.
I already got some glasses. We're good.
Yeah, don't raw dog the sun, okay?
No raw guy.
Not going to win.
Don't do it.
Not win.
Yeah.
What about after a hop water?
Yeah, you know what? Hop water shields everything.
Yeah.
What if you don't have enough hop waters beforehand and you pass out? Pass out right before the eclipse.
Right. You know, you're just fucked.
YouTube.
Just YouTube
Airport
it.
Sexy.
There you go. That'll keep you going.
Wild.
Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun, though. Don't forget to have fun.
The totality of fun.
The totality of fun, yes.
But before you start it, you gotta what?
Wash your ass.
Yeah, what? Well,
oh, wait.
We knew that already. Broke Nick.
Oh, check your dates.
Nick, look, Nick. Yep. Let's just check your dates. Nick can't do this right. Stacy just blew Nick out of the water. We're done. Bye. Thanks for listening to the show all these years.
Thanks, everybody.
I was going to say check your time zones, but also wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
Yeah.
Check your time zone.
You should wash it.
Check and your half time zone.
It's probably best. Check just in case.
Times.
Just in case. You never know.
Always wash your
ass. You never know when somebody's going to be around your ass, so you should wash it.